Hello, this is Manuela Dascal, and you're listening to the CJRO Radio Local News. The City of Ottawa and the Tewin Project teams will be hosting an in-person public open house on Tuesday, April 28th from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Cowspa Springs Community Center on 620 Piperville Road. This event will be a drop-in session with brief welcome remarks at 7 p.m. Display panels will provide an overview of the draft community design and secondary plans, draft infrastructure and transportation plans, and other draft supporting studies, building off the project materials presented at the January 9, 2025 open house. Copies of the display panels and draft studies will be available online on the Tewin website and in person at the open house for review. If you're planning on attending, please sign up by sending an email at tmason@urbanstrategies.com. You can send your comments on this project by May 29, 2026. Comments on the landowner initiative draft studies will be reviewed along with input received from interest holders and technical agencies. The information will be used to refine the reports and studies prior to council consideration. For more information about this project, visit the Tewin or the City of Ottawa Engage websites. The new Castleman FM transmitter for CJRO Radio's 96.3 FM frequency and new antenna were installed on Friday, April 24th and will be on air test mode for 4 to 6 weeks. CJRO Radio on 96.3 FM in Castleman will be the radio's strongest and most powerful FM transmitter to date and also the highest antenna at 45 meters high on top of the municipality water tower. The Beat CJRO Radio can now reach all of Castleman, St. Albert, Limoges, Moose Creek, Chrysler, and up to Embrum towards the east. Everyone at CJRO Radio is very excited about this latest expansion. The CJRO team is grateful to the Castleman Municipality and their staff, the mayor and council, for their support and for everyone who believed in our project. A very big thank you goes to Gerard Charon from Rockland, who helped setting up the transmitter and providing the new FM antenna. Broadcast testing will continue until the end of May or early June. We will then go live with the regular programming of CJRO Radio as we currently have in Embrun, Russell and Cowspa Springs on 107.7 FM and Sarsfield and Vars on 107.9 FM. On April 20th, 2026, close to 300 people gathered in Navan at the Crosspoint Baptist Church for an information session about the impact that the proposed high-speed train construction would have on the Ottawa and Prescott-Russell regions. Among the speakers, there was representatives of farmers from Prescott-Russell, owner of an organic farm, Mike McGillivray, biologist Jean Saint-Pierre, president of the Bois Est, a non-profit forest organization, real estate brokers and litigation lawyers, MP Scott Reed, and Christine Mueller, civic engagement organizer and co-founder of the Alto Know website. Speakers talked about the potential impact the high-speed train construction would have on farmland from an environmental and social standpoint. Soil and water might suffer potential contamination, land expropriation and consecutive loss or cut of land from poverty would lead to farming disruption and possibly closure. Jean Saint-Pierre presented his opinion as a biologist and woodland owner on the impact the high-speed train would have on woods and wildlife in the area that was proposed for the Alto Corridor. Some people present were hearing about the high-speed train project for the first time, while other attendees came with banners reminding people about the Mirabel Airport. There were lots of questions raised about expropriation, cost of the high-speed rail project, and how that would affect future generations. And of course, who and how many people will benefit from a Toronto-Quebec City high-speed train route. On April 20th, MPP Stéphane Sarrazin's office announced that the Ontario government is investing more than $2.8 million to connect up to 7,350 people to primary care in Prescott-Russell. This funding is part of Ontario's Primary Care Action Plan, which is on track to connect everyone in the province to a publicly funded family doctor or primary care provider by 2029. Access to a family doctor or primary care team makes a real difference in people's everyday lives. In Glengarry, Prescott-Russell, this investment means more residents will be able to get the care they need closer to home and when they need it, said Stéphane Sarrazin, MPP for Glengarry, Prescott-Russell. The Centre de Santé Communautaire de l'Estrie is the lead partner in this initiative, working in collaboration with the Archipel Ontario Health Team, Clarence Rockland Family Health Team, the Plantagenet Family Health Team, and community paramedics. While the Centre de Santé Communautaire de l'Estrie will receive the primary allocation of funding, the Clarence Dockern Family Health Team and the Plantagenet Family Health Team will also receive funding to support their participation. In addition, dedicated funding will support a community paramedic position from the United Counties of Prescott and Russell. During the ongoing expansion of interprofessional primary care teams, residents are asked to use Healthcare Connect rather than contacting or visiting clinics to request attachment to a primary care provider. The province's goal for 2025-2026 was to connect 300,000 patients to a primary care provider by March 31st. As of January, the province has already attached 330,000 people, surpassing its goal by more than 30,000 with 3 months still to go. On April 24th, Russell Township released the latest information about the progress of the construction at the recreation complex. Steady progress is made both inside and outside the building. On the exterior, crews are installing large glass panels on the ground floor and moving ahead with the framing for the lobby skylight. Siding and roofing work is advancing, with insulation and framing being installed in preparation for the final metal panels. Inside the building, masonry crews are building the walls for arena and pool change areas and filtration rooms. Interior wall and ceiling framing, along with drywall installation, is moving ahead throughout the arena, pool, and community hall spaces. Painting in the arena area is nearly complete, and mechanical and electrical systems continue to be installed throughout the building. The opening of the recreation complex is set for the fall 2026. Work is underway to identify and fill staffing needs and to plan programs and services that will be offered once the facility opens. A survey will be shared with residents in the coming months to gather feedback on programming interests and needs. This input will help shape the activities, classes, and services offered at the new recreation complex to better serve the community. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.